KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The ANC's National Working Committee is meeting in Cape Town to discuss the future of the party's leadership structures in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. Secretary General Fikile Mbalula last month announced that they would be reconfigured following their poor performance at last year's general election. The ANC's top seven leaders, including President Cyril Ramaphosa, are part of the meeting. Anastasi Mokgobo has more.
The ANC appears to be dragging its feet on implementing the decision, which was originally set for last month. Since the party's January 8 celebration in the Western Cape, the NWC has failed to meet for weeks to finalize the new leadership for Gauteng and KZN. There are also signs of division within the party, with some supporting the reconfiguration, while others are opposed. Earlier this month, ANC Gauteng Chairperson Panyaza Lesufi expressed support for the national leadership's plan.
The National Police Commissioner has ordered Gauteng's top police officials to track down suspects involved in the torture of a group of men at a Pretoria nightclub. Police spokesperson Ahlenda Mate has called on victims to open cases at the local police station. She's confirmed authorities are investigating multiple charges, including assault and kidnapping, and has vowed that justice will be served.
The actions depicted in the video contravene the Popia Act, in which they displayed and distributed the faces and bodily features of the victims. Witnesses and those who have knowledge are also encouraged to come forward. General Masemola assures the nation that the necessary resources will be deployed to assist in investigating this case.
Political analyst Spamandla Zondi supports Pretoria's plan to send envoys to Washington to iron out the issues fueling the diplomatic tension between the two nations. President Donald Trump has ordered the cutting of aid to South Africa, accusing our government of land grabs and discrimination against the Afrikaner community. The South African government has rejected the claims. Zondi says it's important not to speculate on what lies behind the Trump administration's decisions on South Africa.
The envoy is part of what their duty is to be almost like fact-finding mission, just to understand what is the thinking in Washington. They may actually use this to look into re-establishing the dialogue between South Africa and the U.S. on the long-term relationship issues, including the issue of AGOA and its renewal. This is a great opportunity to find an opportunity to also talk about the long issues, taking advantage of the current the misunderstanding.
And finally, Cupid has set someone up, and probably for life, and matched them with millions of rands on Valentine's Day. A single UK player has come forward to claim they have the winning Euro Millions ticket from Friday's draw. It's a £65.3 million jackpot, or 1.5 billion rand. The lottery operator says there are still 7 of 14 millionaires made who are yet to claim. Durban 31 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 28, Richards Bay 30. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahle.